Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I want to let all y'all niggas know in here tonight that this is that Wu-Tang shit. This that shit that's gonna get you high. See, when you stimulate your own mind for one common cause, you see who's the real motherfucker. See what you see, it's
see
you
it?
What you
Wu-Tang
see. Be the original G, rhyming on time and in the place to be. Lady love, see me. Do a crossbreed, I'm a dollar sheet. I want action, that's what I need. I never put that on my mind, cause I know when I touch the mic, there's the rhyme. See, murder, which is caused when you fuck with the negative and positive charge. Then I came up out my garage with the hit that's gonna be large. Tired of sitting on my fucking ass. Niggas I know, be running around with mad fucking cash. Who the fuck wanna be an MC if you can't get paid to be a fucking MC? I came on my mama pussy, I'm on welfare. 26 years old, still on welfare. So I gotta get paid for that, whether it's true for that or untrue for that. With my Boston bloodthirsty process, B-E-A-C-A.
Move them out, stick it up. Oh,
yeah, gotta come back to attack. Killing niggas who said they got stacks, cause I don't give a fuck. I wanna see blood, whether it's period blood or busting your fucking face, some blood going out my fucking mind. Every time I get around devils, let me calm down. You niggas better start running, cause I'm coming. I'm dope like fucking heroin. Wu-Tang Bloodkin, a goblin who come tough like lambskin. Imagine getting shot up with old dirty insulin. You're bound to catch AIDS or something. Not saying I got it, but nigga,
yo,
if I got it, you got it.
Take the bulletproof fly shit, strung like die sticks. Then I remain to tear your brain. Well, I freaked it like some fly new sneaks and shit. Now eat my shit. Kids try to creep and got hit. Now regulate, and I'll be out to set up a date. Wu-Tang is banging like a Ron DJ. RZA pump the shit just like a shotty. Watch me running like John Gotti. Colliding on the track like Jen and Waddy. Check the calendar. I warn any challenger to step up. Feel the blast on the silencer.
Move them in, move them out, stick it up. Or hide.
Coming soon to a theater near you, it be the wolf. Yeah, find yourself in the square and see it's true. Actual facts to snack on and chew. My positive energy sounds peace to you. A wise man killed one horse and made glue. Wicked women putting period blood in stew. Don't that make the stew witches brew? I fear for the 85 that don't got a clue. How could he know what the fuck he never knew? God cipher divine, come to show and come to prove. A mystery guard, that's the work of Yaku. The Holy Ghost got you scared to death, kid. Boom! Boom!
Yeah. Boom. We always gotta keep it fly. Fly for you to feel what you want to feel. See, Wu-Tang likes to thank all the people across the country, all the people in America, all the people outside of America for listening to our music. We gotta keep it fly for you. See, this ain't something new that's just gonna come out of nowhere. No. This is something old and dirty. And dirty. Yeah.
Woo! Double beat, okay. Not an app.
Born in 1946 in Mikhail Kalashnikov. Built with loosely fitted parts, deliver devastating shots. Hold them 7.6239 millimeter, fully automatic gas powered magazine feeding. I can bust in the water, require minimal cleaning. Plus, I'm easy to dismantle for maintenance of my machinery. Soviet ingenuity, virtually indestructible. It comes around the men and historically proven functional. Duplication in China, with a slightly shorter muscle, though. My front place was a Russia, most popular across the globe. What about they call me Chop? Listen, I call me Rashad. Get my nickname from the sounds that I be making when I'm knocking double rounds of the establishment from the Middle East to Compton. Find me rocking with the fashion who lives with limited options. The shots are down in the bottom, trotting it down the knowledge. In the hands of the oppressors, where you find me the most common. But the 40 to 100 for metal miniature rockers. As soon as my chamber's locked, then my owner can get it poppin'. Make an arsenal no complete, I'm the gorilla's choice of weapon. What's my motherfucking name? They call me KK-47.
Yeah, oink, oink, bang, bang. Real power come from the barrel of a gun. See, Mao Zedong teaches us the war is just politics with bloodshed. The politics is just war without bloodshed. So we gon' let these shots be for us. Arm struggle, motherfucker. Arm up.
I'm the Uzi, the trusty Tuli. I bust smoothly, I'll leave blood spewing. I'm the foolie made by the Yehudi. I bust nines, you can use two of me at one time. Specialize in suppression, fire, and drive-by. 600 rounds per minute is how I'm fitting. Just picture when the clip is extended, this shit is ridiculous. Sometimes a whole 30, sometimes a whole 50. I'm light so you can lift me and move swiftly, I get busy. I don't do long distance or have good position. My position is counter-offensive, I'm vicious. I leave you dripping to everybody that's chilling with you. I'm relentless, everybody can get the issue. I can buy you time so you can find a new place to hide behind. I'm not reliable. I'm designed to survive. Try me. Rah! That's what it sounds like when gorillas cry. Hey! Have a cool. I'm a boy way too cool. It's time to kill the enemy. Killing people's war. B-K-Y-Y-2. Arm stubble, motherfucker. That UZI make everybody die. This submachine gun ain't the one. It's no joke. Everybody getting smoked. Spread pigs, politicians, avaricious businessmen. Oink, oink, bang, bang, spray, spray. Brrrrat. Black power, blood baths, and land showers.
Excuse me.
I made an oath to avenge my ancestors. God bless me with the strength to use my wisdom as a weapon. Listening, learning, observing, this picture perfect. Burning hot as a furnace, disturbing, shifting the thermostat. You heard of that? Hell nah, I ain't a know-it-all. Fuck showing off, I follow a strict protocol. Politics, philosophy, theory, and ideology. Liberation, reality, we fulfilling the prophecy. Revolution, my religion, nigga, fuck the system. Playing my position, nothing matters but the mission. I'm with it, I'm committed, every second, every minute. I do it for my niggas incarcerated in prison. Break your vow, chain of command. If you ain't been where we been, you probably won't understand. Battle tested, born to the flames of state repression. And this is what the Black Riders pledging. Check it out.
Solemnly swear to keep it jigging at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, watch and forget the mission. Leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-stimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Say this deadly so we never lose the way. I say, every morning try to wake up with the sun. Makes a lot as they connect to the one. To the lie, to the city, get Oakland to make it run. We ain't talk about no drugs, propagating. We believe in it's in the rain fun. When it's uniform, so people don't just label us as love. But don't get it twisted. Niggas on the block, they show us love. Muslims, Jews, and Christians, more traditional religion. Eva and commanded to build the shit that we be spitting. It holds a contradiction like Contra war intervention. Cause war was an extension, like why niggas still the prison. My only sin is the skin that I'm living in. Never mind that I'm in the sin with ambitions and killing shit. They might indict us with a thought crime for rhyming. Building cases cause the music is politically defined. But sure as the sun rises in the east the next day, God willing, I wake up and get another chance to say that. I solemnly swear to keep it jiggy at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability.
I mean, and try to forget the mission. Leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-assimulate. And let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Stay the deadly so we never lose the way. I say, grounded in principle, guided in ideology. It's party policy, but one of the contestants so properly respect and honesty. Treat the community responsibly. Propagate the capitalism while we can poverty. Discipline and diplomacy. Go to war to obtain peace. International guerrillas focus on the same thing. Ain't nothing new. People fighting God for freedom by any means. We need the people's army. If we really want to change things, lead to example. Be the change you want to see. I just keep it G. Never corrupt with mental police. My energy is focused and set it so can't control me. Analyze individuals based off of they approach me. To each his own path. So I believe what we believe. Lots of people got positions. No more freedom really means. Niggas speak on liberation, but they got no blood to bleed. But every day I see my death as a possibility. I solemnly swear to keep it G at all times. Never fail to keep the message in my rhyme. So I'm obligated to hold it down for niggas that came before me. Never fail to have accountability. I mean, if I should forget the mission, leave the people astray. Still a needle or a thread to try to re-assimulate. To let me die a thousand deaths and be tormented by the flames. Stay the deadly so we never lose the way. I say,
when your time comes to die for black and oppressed people, be not like those whose hearts are filled with death. Sing your song and die like a hero going home. I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a soldier and member of a team.
I am a servant of the people.
I am a servant of the people.
And live with revolutionary values.
And live with revolutionary values.
I will always place the mission first.
I will always place the mission first.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit.
I will never quit.
I am disciplined physically.
I am disciplined physically.
Mentally tough.
Mentally tough.
Trained to proficient.
Trained to proficient.
In the way of the warrior.
In the way of the warrior.
I always maintain my arms.
I always maintain my arms.
Equipment and self.
Equipment and self.
I stand ready to deploy.
I stand ready to deploy.
Engage and destroy.
Engage and destroy.
The enemies of the party and the people.
The enemies of the party and the people.
I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black freedom fighter.
I am a black rider.
I am a black rider.
Power.
Power.
That nigga slutter smut, the riders when they on Facebook. Kept them slipping at these rallies and they act real shook. 24-7 on the ground, my comrades putting it work. New generation, the panther organizing the turn. Deal with the brothers on the block, cause we the last ones that they got. Feed the people, bang on cops, political air to break the lock. Couple cops for the masses, build community defense. While these boot licking bougie ass niggas ride the fence. Used to was a bruce, ain't no half-ins in the movement. I got elders and soldiers, but still dedicated to it. It's a lifetime commitment, black riders gon' represent it. Flipping the tribalism with our OG like the prison. But thanks to General Top, I sympathizing with the block. And nobody gave a fuck, they assassinated Pop. Like they assassinated Malcolm, set him up in Tijuana. But we coming for revenge, and I put that on my mama.
Like they wanna end police brutality.
But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep the G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed. I'm a rise to the day I'm buried, to go out in the burst of flames. My business as a revolutionary. I'm the last of a dying breed. Pray to God I live long enough to teach my seed, fulfilling my legacy. Ride on the enemy, I'm peak when they plot. But they more kept zipping niggas and start to kill my block. These cowards fake as fuck. They rat you out to the cops, smile at your face. But these niggas got me twisted like locks with love. Well, fake niggas I can't fuck with. Niggas are shady nowadays, so be careful who you run with. Precision shots, only thing my gun spit. Niggas be working for the state, so they care less who they hit. Not every government agent wears a gun on his hip. Strategically placed cooperative. Still roaming the midst,
Gotta learn from my mistakes, separate the real from the fake. It's the reason why these dudes try to leave your niggas safe.
Say they wanna implement brutality,
but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? In the same sense, the niggas say they wanna be free, but how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? No blood to bleed, niggas sweat and keep it G. But how you gonna do that if you got no blood to bleed? You can try to poke a hole in Black Rider philosophy, but you never do that, cause you got no blood to bleed. No blood to bleed.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Feel nigga in a this bumba cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man, burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. I'm a little feel nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, I bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and such a heavy load. Donovan, man, we come free rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch a cracker, them fi stumble. Steel pun this set, watch a pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up, me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them fi crumble. Man now we cool, so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal limp. Be trampled, bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangster, Babylon we rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back, cause on the land, man, you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pick get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, king be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got to come through me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now, man, we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman, them a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Look a feel nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, I'm such a heavy load. I'm a look a feel nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fighting with me people, I'm such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be guarded, man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto, fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth, clown. Snitching to the pigs again. Now run go telling my son on the hell on the mind and we coming for my mom again. Black too big and sit too big with field nigga that my friend. King sign me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts and mathematics. Let's get free. Cross this attic. Justice serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters banging on you, pack the woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes, and socks, your bowels lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, we bring my fireman, and burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load. Look a field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, we'll bring my fireman, burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, I'm such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, take that. That's for you, bro. Where you say? Eh? You know, I ain't nothing rude, boy. Where you say? All right, get the wood.
throw it out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bumba. It's for you faggot motherfuckers.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to the Black Survivor Die Series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the founder of Black Survivor, warrior and teacher and educator, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, and National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party, self-defense under the leadership of the coldest and the boldest warrior queen on the planet in this day and time, National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad. That phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with questions or comments. Speaker none other than the man, the myth, the legend, my atomic airline, who has sojourned in the hells and smells of North America, working arduously, facing betrayal, and facing all types of obstacles and challenges solely for the liberation and salvation of the Black nation. I speak of none other than the Black Dragon himself, Minister King Samir Shabazz. So we're here on Warrior Wednesday, and as so instructed, it becomes my task and privilege to begin the session until as such time as our warrior educator is able to join us. And the degree, as promised from last week's session, we will be dealing with the topic of revolutionary warfare and the Black woman. So we're continuing on this conversation, the role and responsibility, and also looking at revolutionary warfare as a whole. So I'm going to be covering some of these aspects today in the bill and National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, Mr. King Samir Shabazz, will continue on from his vantage point in regards to that degree. So, again, any questions, any comments, tell a friend to tell a friend, tell a warrior to tell a warrior. This is Warrior Wednesday. We are on live Black Survive or Die series. Black Survive or Die series, equipping you with the tools necessary for Black survival and for Black success in the future, because Black survival is success for the future, because it guarantees that our way of life and the future for our children and our children's children is fortified by the work that we continue to do, and that we train our children and they train their children in the ways of the warrior, so that this warriorhood way of life, until we see the liberation and salvation of the Black nation as a whole, regardless to where we are geographically located, and all of our enemies are decimated. So this is a continuous fight, and we are arming you with the proper tools every Warrior Wednesday to be able to be up to that task. So it's on you to continue on throughout the week and not just wait for Warrior Wednesday to begin the task, because one day out of the week is not enough. So we are here on June 5th, Wednesday, June 5th of 2019. And we're going to read from Inyasasa, The Calendar of Daily Revolutionary Thoughts, by our living ancestor, the founder of Occupant Institute, founder of Occupant House, Dr. Nwale K. Bomani Baruti. So we're going to read from this sacred text. This is June 5th. It says, we have the right to self-determination. It is a birthright which we need not to justify or explain. And that's from Tommy Boyer. Self-confidence comes about and is expanded through the demands of initiative. What this means is that those individuals who have self-confidence or want to claim it are those who are willing to take the first step to do something, first as an initiative as well as in before others. Warriors working to develop their confidence, like individuals who have mastered what they have not to challenge them. They pick someone they can learn from. Why would we wish to deny our children their birthright to experience a real reality, a challenging one, a self-discovering one? Why would we force a weakening, synthetic one on them that drives them to find the easiest way to every end just because we can't take any pain? Why do we refuse to make our children powerful in the way, in the only way, people have ever done so? Who struggle. We have the confidence to imagine a legion of temperate descendants who know that they can handle anything that confronts them. Now that's power. Those who follow us would have found their infinite potential by having successfully passed the increasingly more difficult tasks that carefully and compassionately placed before them. They would intuitively know that can't die long before the ancients were born. They would know that they are African. Just as no one is born wise, no one is born with self-confidence. It has to be developed, it has to be nurtured, it takes time. Warrior affirmation. I am self-confident as I pursue African liberation. So this is from Inyasa Simi. A calendar of daily revolutionary thoughts by our living ancestor and warrior educator, Dr. Nwale K. Bomani Baruti. This book and all of his other books, even his latest book, The Educated People, that he came on Warrior Wednesday to discuss with us in great detail, can be found on www.occupanthouse.com. So before we get into the bill, I just wanted to acknowledge today, June the 5th, of our brother and warrior who set a mark in history with his birth, but also with his life. I speak none other than John Carlos. And if you are familiar with the imagery that took place in the Summer Olympics of 1968, June of 1968. You will see the imagery of two brothers standing on the podium receiving the gold and the bronze medal for the 200-meter dash. And you will see their black fist suspended in the air. One of the most iconic pictures of our time and sojourn here in America. This was orchestrated and planned by John Carlos, whose birthday is today, and Tommy Smith, whose birthday is tomorrow, to set a tone for the discourse of racial inequality and treatment of black people here in the islands of North America. They used that platform despite the ramifications that would go along, despite the backlash that will follow them for years to come, despite the adversity that they face being disconnected from friends and family throughout this particular time, and the years that will follow subsequently because of the decision that they made that came from a strategic plan that initially began as going to boycott. They were going to boycott the Olympics. You know, the black community as a collective was going to boycott the Olympics. and they found a way and devised a plan that said, when we win, this is what we're going to do. So as a collective, if we listen to that word, collective, that's like collect, that's like collection, that's collective, a collective of African people, a collective of the Black community decided that they would not boycott because too much was at stake, you know, for the brothers and sisters who were involved in so many capacities of that, you know, Summer Olympics that they chose not to boycott, but to dominate. And when they were handed that gold and bronze medal after winning those events at the Summer Olympics, when they were standing on the podium before the world, they had decided that they would not wear shoes, that they would don black socks, and that they would adorn and put on black gloves and raise their hands in silent protest for the atrocities that had befallen America, that befall Africans in the Americas throughout time immemorial, and especially in the turbulent 60s. This is 2 months after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King. This is 3 years after the assassination of Malcolm, after the assassination of Medgar Evers, after the assassination of Patrice Lumumba, and so many others along this way. From a global perspective, this was what the athletes had chose to do in response and in solidarity. So on today, as we're talking about revolutionary warfare, and as we're speaking about the Black woman in the role and responsibility in regards to revolutionary warfare, we must understand that these ramifications, we must understand these movements that they put in front of us, and understand the motivation behind improper propaganda campaign. The propagandists in war is just as equal, if not more superior, than the military fighting force that is presented to the world. So words of the battlefield will reach the very recesses and stretches of the earth based on a media improper propaganda campaign. So just as these brothers who had made this decision, this conscious decision to object to the overwhelming tyranny and oppression, to reject the racial inequalities that had confronted with them, they were met by a massive improper propaganda campaign as a result of their actions to stand in solidarity with Africans all over the planet, poor and oppressed, facing colonialism, neocolonialism, and decimation. Their characters were defamed. Their families were threatened. They were stripped of their medals. They could no longer be athletes. They made a conscious decision to stand, not kneel, not kowtow, not buck dance, but to stand. So on this day and tomorrow, we honor our brother, Tommy Smith, these two brothers for their sojourn in regards to, regardless to where you find yourself, what station or place that you find yourself in, You know, you have a duty and responsibility to the liberation and the salvation of your people. So you must understand this and take this into account when we are looking for opportunities to continue on in this liberation struggle. And as we read from Inyasa Sen, we have a duty and responsibility to give this liberation struggle as a birthright, as inheritance to our next generation and they to their next generation. So we do this from a myriad of ways and mediums. We have to have an understanding of what is going on and how these things were accomplished. So when we look at revolutionary action and we look at our sojourn here in the Americas and the surrounding area, we have to look at the Haitian Revolution. We have to look at the insurrection that took place on plantations. We have to look at and pay close attention to the wars that took place on the soil, and we also have to look and take place what took place throughout the Jim Crow era, properly and strategically, and understand that we move very strategically and nothing happens haphazardly. Because we are on the day of power and refinement. So this power that we possess is truth. And truth enables you to have the power to refine yourself from the inside out. So if we are looking at and being truthful with ourselves in regards to our responsibility for the liberation and salvation of the Black nation and the decimation of all of our enemies, foreign and domestic, if we look at this oath, if we look at this obligation, if we look at this responsibility, we have to be properly trained. These things have to be ingrained into our psychology in order to be manifested in our reality. Again, these things must be ingrained in our psychology in order for them to be manifested in our reality. So we have a way station here on Do Not Radio that will give you a through line. It will provide you with further evidence to begin the liberation for your mind, in your heart, in your psychology, in your soul, in your spirit, in your body, to begin the process of manifesting this in the physical form. So when we look at another sacred text from our warrior ancestor, George Lester Jackson's Blood in My Eyes. And we go to 76, page 76. It says, any honest expert in the overall strategy and logistics of classic Western mechanized warfare, the war of the industrially based established state will admit that the scientific guerrilla force must be outnumbered 10 to 1 in manpower by the mechanized force if it's to be contained at all. So let's look at revolutionary warfare. So if we're talking about this mechanized warfare, and we're looking in urban guerrilla warfare as we've been talking about. Who is this mechanized, this Western mechanized warfare? Who is that? Local, state, and federal. Who is that? Who operates at the local level? Who operates at the state level? And who operates at the federal level? And under whose behest? National Chairwoman General Crystal Muhammad came on and gave us a very, very detailed description of the landscape of the battlefield from local to state to federal. So if we look at the local city landscape, who are the policing agents that represent the mechanized warfare that our honorable warrior ancestor George Lester Jackson was speaking about, from city level, from a local level? The city local level militaristic fighting force is comprised of men and women that are under the control of the mayor. So you are speaking about those policing agencies, city police force, and all of its tactical specialized units. We're talking about the policing agency that is under the control of the mayor. So urban guerrilla warfare, intel gathering should be able to tell you how many in number are in your city that participate in a mechanized fashion, mounted and dismounted patrols on a time basis and also on a perimeter basis. They have a footprint that they patrol, mounted, meaning in their vehicles, and dismounted, meaning those beat cops that walk their beat, that is dismounted patrol. You could even add to the category the bikes and those who ride on horseback. So you're talking about mounted and dismounted patrols in a side area and perimeter of police under the watch of the police commissioner who answers to the mayor. So everyone in that chain of command is subservient to the mayor. So when you're looking at mounted and dismounted patrols in your assigned area, your area of responsibility in the case of urban guerrilla warfare, you have to know as much intel as you can gather. What are the days of their heavy patrol? Which areas are heavily patrolled and surveilled? Look at your vulnerabilities. Look at your capabilities. Look at your strengths. Look at your weaknesses. Look at your tactics, techniques, and procedures and see what can be used in this environment to your advantage to disrupt and to disable this mechanized occupational fighting force that is in your perimeter, that is in your neighborhood, that is there terrorizing your loved ones and your family on a daily and consistent basis. So when you look at those policing agencies, they are all working as a coalition force, a multi-service coalition force in your area. So you're talking about the police, you're talking about the fire department, and you're talking about emergency response vehicles, all of them working together in a multifaceted coalition force. And their goals, aims, and objectives are to destroy you. You have to know this. You have to know and understand this. There is no way in the world you can have anything that your enemy provides you that is not for your detriment. So if the policing agencies don't destroy you, the emergency response team will destroy you. If the military fighting force policing agency does not destroy your home, this fire department will destroy your home. We all work together. We all work together. If you don't believe me, let's look at Hajj Malik al-Shabazz brother on Wally. Let's look at Dr. Martin Luther King. This house was fired down twice. Hajj Malik al-Shabazz brother on Wally, Minister Malcolm X. His home was fired down. No emergency response vehicles came for an hour to his home. Think about your neighborhoods and how long it would take a policing agency to respond to your perimeter. And if you think about first responders, the fire department, how long it would take them to get to your neighborhood. The ambulance to get to your neighborhood. How long did they leave Mike Brown's body out in the sun? How long did they leave Trayvon Martin's body out? These are things that you have to figure in your mind. And this is the battle that you have to do within yourself to separate you from these heartstrings, because you're always trying to find a way to justify white infiltration and the need for white infiltration in your organization, in your neighborhoods, in your community, and all of these things. We don't need any of them militarily occupying our neighborhoods. Why would you have enemy combatants inside of your perimeter if your job is to secure your perimeter? Why would you create a space of vulnerability for your enemy fighting forces to be able to be present in tactical fashion on military-grade weapons to destroy you, and you ask them for help? This is just something to contemplate. This is just something to think about. And we're only talking about the city modus operandi. This is just the city. So the city has these policing agencies. They have these military vehicles. And they have the ability to be able to kidnap you, judge you, and execute you on the side of the road. And they have municipalities that will exonerate them. And they will receive monetary compensation for our death and destruction. And they have covert listening and observation points in our communities called Neighborhood Watch and these foreign entities via commercial venues to collect intel and to report. Now, when you start to look at your urban environment in a tactical situation, when you go into the Chinese restaurant or the Arab chicken shack, and they have bulletproof glass, who do they have this bulletproof glass for? Look at it comprehensively. Stop being one-dimensional in your thinking in regards to your approach and start thinking as an African militarist. These listening and observation posts that they have in our communities via these stores, via these militarized neighborhood watch, via these educational indoctrination camps, these brainwash camps that we call schools, these listening and observation points, all of them have a police presence in them. All of them have a police presence in them. So some type of operative is always present in any of these stations. You look at the airports. You look at these places where we go party. Most of these security forces is off duty the cops trying to make a couple extra dollars. And a police officer is never off duty, ever. You have to think about that. You have to think about that and really take this into account when you're making a decision about urban guerrilla warfare. So when you look at revolutionary warfare from the urban guerrilla's perspective, the duties and responsibilities of the men, the women, and the children are paramount to be able to have to understand our geography and layouts of our neighborhoods where these listening posts / observation posts are located in relationship to us and these tactical mechanized warfare machine tools and how they are situated. What is their routine? When there's shift change? All of these things. You have to take all of them into account and not be dismayed or fooled into thinking that any of these people can be used as allies or double agents or any of this other shit that I hear out here with these people telling our people that we need to join the ranks as if these bastards will give you any type of actionable intel and trust you to the point that you'll be able to deliver it back. There's no way. There's nothing for you in any of these uniform services, any of it. You have a people without a military fighting force who has not communed or built and established a relationship from an African spiritual perspective. So you have African spiritualists who have not connected with the military fighting force. There's a disconnect that exists there. how you prepare to engage in warfare on all fronts and you neglected your greatest strength. You neglected your greatest weapon of opportunity to prepare you to be able to launch a counter attack, a counter terrorism engagement. This is something, again, that we have to take hold of and really understand. This is something that we really have to look at. So that's the city level. These policing agencies at the city level, at the behest and the operation of the mayor, delegated to the chief of police, and however the tactical rank structure works, is something that we need to know. Your enemy's chain of command in the city and local area, in the city and local government, you should be familiar with them from every perspective. This is actionable intel. This is data collection that is necessary to be used for our benefit. So now let's look a little further on the state level. Now we're looking on the state level. The state level operates under the behest of the governor. This is the state governmental fighting force structure. This is the state police. This is the National Guard. This are all of these subservient local policing agencies in addition and their tactical augments. This is the Sheriff's Department also from the county perspective. Because you got city, county, state, and federal. So we're looking at the Sheriff's Department on the way up to these mechanized warfare machine models from the city, local city, county, state, and federal level on the way up in the pecking order. These are things that we have to have an understanding with. And it says that the establishment army, the defenders of property, of the industrial complex, armed with tools and weapons of heavy industry, must field 10 for every one guerrilla. Now, this is impossible. This is impossible for them to have 10 of them for every one of us. So that means that if 40 million of us decided to be guerrillas, they would need 400 million. 400 million to contend with us. But as long as we got 10 guerrillas, they can have 100. So if we had 100, they would need 1,000. And if we had 1,000, they would need 10,000. So how would they be able to contend with 1,000 of us? How would they be able to contend with 10,000 of us? 10,000 fearless, like the Nation of Islam was talking about. 10,000. They would need 100,000 of them to be able to contend with 10,000 of us. Look at that situation in Vietnam. Look at that situation in Somalia. Look at these situations that they're finding themselves in Iraq and Afghanistan. This ain't pipe dream conversation. This is actionable intel that is responsible, that is accessible for you to really study and understand how to engage in warfare. Understand that. So we at the top of the hour. We're going to take a 2-song music break. We're going to come back here. Warrior Wednesday, Black Survivor Die class. And I'm opening up the class and the phone lines for the family. So the number to call in, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. And when we come back, we'll begin to, we'll continue on this, you know, discussion on the local state, local city, county, state, and federal conversation in regards to the urban landscape and guerrilla warfare. So if you've got any questions or comments or you want to add to this class, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or comments, and we'll be back after this.
Time to do. Do what? Revolution. Holy heavens. Getting a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
Tell me what you know about weapons.
I'm qualified to handle a .45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK-47.
She said she never heard a shotgun bang close range.
Never ever.
The adrenaline that rushed through her veins. Woo! Got her feeling like a soda when she shot it. Now our guns seem together, revolutionary
yapper.
Low choppers got her working on a group and making sure that aim proper. Certified headshotter, no ammo was wasted. Got her fro picked out like she's Angela Davis. Pistol wave is where my queen is amazing. Exquisite flavor, I just want to taste the conversation. We radio. Said she love my vibration coming out the radio. Take the to another level, get a high on self-empowerment. Embrace the natural beauty, now she really feels the power in. Black fist held high in the sky. Yeah, we some black guys, the white devil is a lie. She's my melanated masterpiece, a beauty so divine. Strongest pieces on the board, be the queen is by my side. So let's ride, windows tinted, guess who winning, look you been it. Locks draping my shoulder, living my vision. Manufacturing black economics till we independent. She's my Betty Shabazz, let's make a difference. Coretta with a Beretta, Harriet in my chariot. The bond that we building is stronger than any marriage.
Way strong.
Because I know you got my back through whatever shit. She's strong, black, and beautifully intelligent. My masterpiece.
Time to do. Do what?
Revolution.
Holy heavens. Getting a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
Tell me what you know about weapons.
I'm qualified to handle a .45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
She used to ask me, like, what's the extra water for? A curious mind, so yes, I taught her more. Practice preparation, baby, look, we gotta stay ready, yo. So we don't have to get ready. Tune in the radio. Frequency, she speak to me. Keep me balanced, equal ratio. She shine like the moonlight, and even in the day she glows. Black rose, she arose to the throne. The queen for this king, I propose. Black love, yeah, solid like gold. Give you pure black power, revolutionary flows. And she knows that I'm focused on our people till my vocal cords no longer produce notes. I give you nothing but these quotes. Inspiration for the adolescents. Young guys in my presence. They feel your melanin, you smell the essence. I feel the tension in the air. You can't neglect it. All I see is power when I stare at my reflection. As long as you make the effort, it's all about progression. Learn a lesson. This medicine I wrote, I'm stressing. Our connection is a universal bond of perfection. Check it, moving all across the board. Regardless of complexion, yeah.
Time to do. Do what?
Revolution.
Holy heavens. Getting a little out of my league now.
Is that what you're going to say when the revolution comes? When it's time to pick up a gun?
Tell me what you know about weapons.
I'm qualified to handle a .45, an M16 rifle, 38 caliber pistol, and a Russian AK.
Listen up, he don't respect you if he call you bitch. Then he hit the skins, hit the road, going off again. Crackers in their boardroom sweating, hoping I lost my pen. I still got it, I'ma terrorize the industry, cause I ain't confused about them Jews. Boom, boom, clear it out, there's a bomb in the room. Tell the crackers in the kites they got a problem or two, cause I'ma fight white power till I'm gone in the tomb. We can rally, but please bring your revolver with you, cause white death by the black hand is long overdue. Sometimes I be feeling like I've been lost in the zoo. My gorillas are killers, they pack knives and they blast text. The chrome magnum barrel long as a giraffe neck. You killed the Arawak, the Incas and the Aztecs. Your bloodbath is next, so don't you take this as an aspect. Cut your my toaster while I'm watching Sankofa. I bought a Land Rover just to run a cracker over his wall. The weak will fall and the strong will endure. Be your black atomic bomb, shake the world at its core. While these faggots brag about they plot them Jews and they tours, I mean this whole world is yours. Why you choose to be whores? Apple Prada, Apple Fendi, Apple Christian Dior. Your lips pierces the skinny jeans. Jeans is pissing me off. Got some rapping homosexuals, yeah. Tucking back your testicles. Black women thinking less of you, so they don't stand next to you. Got my people mad enough to spray a sec at you. I even know a couple sisters down to break a neck or two. I pack the gap, bring the industry back. I got everything you lack. Black integrity's back. Black. I'm in the octagon, killer cracker, glockathon. Nobody's getting fed. I'm dropping babies like the Octomom.
Why kill the babies? Yeah. They're just little innocent blue-eyed babies. Yeah. Because goddammit, they're gonna grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now.
The former slave take you back to the cave and beat all y'all to death and hock on your grave. I won't give you no respect till you pay off your debt. The only way to pay you back is leaking blood out your neck. I know I'm scaring white folks, be the shell or be the yolk. Either way, you getting cracked or even beaten to a pulp. I've been training my jujitsu, stop your breathing with a yoke. And I'm begging you to test me if you taking me for joke. Ain't gonna be no laughing when this gun start blasting. French fried crackers, potato, or straight mashing. That means either blast them or stomp them through on fine powder similar to acid. Cracker is a bastard. Got a knuckle game, something similar to cash it. I'ma change my name to Mr. Kicker, crack your ass quick. My quick hands, it's harder than bricks, fam. Stepping in this man like stepping in quicksand. I'm all the trouble you can handle, rhyme hot enough to brand you. So wager with your life, get all the money you can gamble. See, this is just a sample of the beating I can hand you. I'm telling Uncle Sam too, don't make me choke slam you. Thinking that I'm ignorant, you need to pipe down like emphasis. Just remember my lyricism's ridiculous. I'm the best that ever did it, and I continue to do it. This is African insurrection music, the movement, move it.
Let's talk about revolution. No more trying to work nothing out. We accept your declaration of war against our race, against our babies, against our women, our children, men and families. And we have a resolution. Dedicating this discussion to our Haitian brothers and sisters who showed us what works with crackers. The talking don't work. So in the spirit of our Haitian ancestors, who brought white tyranny to a divine and righteous end by way of their bleeding swords, we boldly swear to the Creator and our ancestors to wage endless and relentless warfare against the white race until we bring their presence on this earth to a screeching, definitive, and absolute end. This is our final resolution to the ongoing problem of white racial aggression on planet Earth.